just listen a minute?
Shut up! You shut your mouth once and for all!
God damn it. The Don and Mike Show.
Right, right, okay. It's part two of American Idiot, week number two. Later we'll be telling you how you can win a trip to Las Vegas on Friday. We play the backwards newlywed game. That'll be on Friday's episode.
And we already got a finalist in our American Idiot contest, Lexi, in the first half of American Idiot this week.
Yeah, the deal is we just need two finalists every week.
Right.
And now I think about it, I'm doing the math. I don't think it'll be 10 finalists, it'll just be 8.
Okay.
So we're going to do it for 4 weeks.
We're going to do it the first week in November.
Yeah, and the concert, the payoff will be in the first week in November.
Election week.
Now, let's see. Rob, the music is right here, there. That's right. It's time for the American Idiot music.
Why do you hate it so much?
I don't. I love it. No, you do.
I don't.
No, you do. You know what it is?
What?
You hate everything today. Because of the game
I hate
tonight.
I hated the music last time, remember? And that was different music.
This is the real theme to American Idol.
What was the music you were playing last time?
Solid Gold.
There it is.
So you couldn't even discern the difference. Hold on, here's it.
Oh. Remember? The music that you're playing this week is far superior to the music you played the last week.
This is what I always faded it out before it went.
Ah.
Solid Gold, you see in there.
Yeah, it's much more palatable, this one. I like it better.
You're funny. You're funny.
Do I amuse you?
Think where you're going to be in 3 hours.
Do I make you laugh?
Think where you're going to be in 3 hours.
Trust me, it's on my mind.
Club Wet. Allen Half Street, D.C. Mike paying off his annual Red Sox bet. Sitting in a gay bar, shirtless with a leather vest for an hour.
Amen, brother.
You're a good man.
Hey, I'm paying off a bet. You do the same. You do the same thing.
You're a good man. You're a stand-up guy.
You do the same thing.
You bet your ass, and you'd be doing the same thing to me.
Absolutely. I would think less of you as a human being.
That I'm doing to you right now.
I would think less of you as a man if you weren't giving me, you know, crapola today. That's fine. But, you know, it is kind of a natural thing. I probably am just a little preoccupied today.
I know you
are. I don't know why.
I know why.
Yeah.
Because you're picturing yourself.
Just picturing under those monitors with...
The thing is,
which you can't help but look at.
In this bar.
You try to look away, you feel like a fool. There's nowhere you can look without seeing.
In this gay bar. It's gay porn. It's like a homo ESPN zone.
Mm-hmm.
Where, as you're sitting at the bar, as you're sitting at the tables throughout the club, there are big screen TVs coming out of the ceiling.
Right.
And instead of showing football and basketball and baseball, mm-hmm. they show guys sucking each other's D's.
And having, more than that.
And having ass play.
Having AI.
Yeah. And
AI.
You're
an idiot.
And artificial intelligence.
And money shots. And
The whole nine yards.
Yeah. It's pretty gross. And Mike will be sitting there by himself tonight.
Yep.
Surrounded by...
I'll have friends.
All of the gay listeners of ours.
Yes, absolutely. It's going to be it'll be a blast.
8 o'clock tonight. You'll hear the full recap on tomorrow's episode. Now, American Idiot, looking for one more finalist.
Lexi was fantastic. That's what we're looking for. Suck, but suck loudly.
Let's go to Janice. Hi, Janice.
Hello, hello.
Hi, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Fredericksburg.
Beautiful. And
I'm your ultimate American Idiot.
And Janet, which song would you like to perform?
Do you have a request? Would you like to request a song?
Oh, well, yeah, we'll pick one for you if you want.
Well, if not, then I'll just do a When the Saints Come Marching In.
Oh, yes, when the Saints Come Marching In. When the Saints Go Marching In. Right. Not when the Saints come marching.
Now, do you need to hear
I've been to Wet before, so I had that on my mind.
Honey, do you have to hear the words? Do you want to hear it with the words first?
Well, I'm sorry?
Do you want to hear When the Saints Go Marching In with the words?
With the words? Sure, sure.
Okay, here it is with the words, okay?
Everybody.
And then the vocal starts right here.
When the Saints march it in. March it in.
Right, right.
Oh, when the Saints
begins to shine.
begins to shine.
Yeah. Everybody, it's an easy song to sing.
You shine. Oh, yeah, done.
What? Very good.
Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Now we'll play it without the vocal.
Remember, Janet, do you know what our theme is on American Idiot?
Loud? No.
Suck?
Suck?
And suck loudly. Suck go. And suck loud.
I will.
All right, here she is. Now your next American Idiot.
I always do.
From Virginia, here is Janet. And Janet, I'll tell you, the vocals start right now.
Oh, when the saints go marching in, I'm gonna be in their number. When the saints go marching in, yes, Don and Mike are gonna rest. They're gonna be big wet gay bar. And I'm gonna be...
Hold on a second.
Wow.
Janet?
You got to hold on to Janet. You got to hold on to her.
We'll leave you on hold and see if we get something better here. Hold on a second.
Pretty damn good, Janet.
Semi-finalist. Hold on, please.
Like that vibrato.
Let's go to, a little Liza-ish.
Yeah, very Liza. I thought I was listening to Liza.
Sean.
Hey, guys. What's happening?
Sean, where are you calling from?
Calling from Baltimore, hon.
Oh, great. Hey, about 8 more minutes. We are just on the worst station in the world in Baltimore.
Yeah, we need Reagan's show 5 nights a week.
The worst station in the world, WJFK in Baltimore.
Love to get on.
Amen.
FAMA.
All right, Sean, what would you like to sing?
Well, I'd like to please Mike. Not like you will be pleased tonight, but give me Aretha.
Guys singing respect. I like that.
All right. Hold on. Rob and I are looking for...
In my mind, this guy's chances have already gone up a little
bit.
Yeah.
This is potential.
Yeah, yellow. There it is right there.
Just by choosing the Queen of Soul song and by being a guy, that's pretty good.
Dad, do you need to... Sean, do you need to hear it with the words?
Yeah, could you play it a little bit for me?
You got it. We'll give you at least 45 seconds or a minute.
Very good.
Here you go. Here's the karaoke version of Respect. The vocals right here. Just a little bit, just a little bit, just a little bit. Just a little bit, just a little bit, just a little bit, just a little bit. All right, that's it. There you go.
All right.
What do you think, Sean?
Christ, Mike, you and I are idiots for doing what we just did.
Well, we love music, Don.
Yeah. All right, American...
Jesus, upstaging before I can even start.
American Idiot, here's your next possible challenger from Baltimore. He is Sean. A man singing a woman's song. Get down. Here now, Sean. Take it, Sean.
Rock you!
Jesus. Sounds like Flip Wilson.
Yeah.
Get up that high. Okay. Hold on a second.
All right, Sean.
We'll let you know, Sean.
Let's hold on to Sean.
Hold on, please.
Yeah, that's two in a row. They're sucking and sucking loudly.
They sure are. Here is Terry. Hi, Terry.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
We're doing great. Where are you from, Terry?
I'm from Philadelphia.
Right. WYSP rocks.
Yes,
and
they do.
Which song would you like?
Actually, I have a special request. I don't know if you have the song, and if you don't, I'm willing to sing it without any music.
Oh, really? What is it?
Wow.
Meatloaf, Paradise by the Dashboard Light.
Now, there's no way we have a karaoke of that.
No, that's a very involved tune.
Yeah. But if you would like to, we will give you a...
Acapella?
Yeah.
Without accompaniment, Terry, if you think you can do that.
I'll try my best.
All right. Then let me just say, this is the first on American Idiot going acapella.
Suck and suck loudly.
With no background. It's a really great song, and who knows what part she's going to do, because the song is like 8 minutes long.
Pretty involved.
Here is Terry with Paradise by the Dashboard Light.
Do you love me? Will you love me forever? Do you need me? Will you love me forever? Couldn't take it any longer than thought I was crazy. Then the feeling came upon me like a tidal wave. I started swearing to my God and on my mother's grave that I would love you to the end of time. I swore I would love you to the end of time. So now I'm praying for the end of time to hurry up and arrive. Because if I got to spend another minute with you, I don't...
All right. Okay. Goodbye.
Too specialized.
Sorry.
Yeah, you know, you got to suck a little bit. And she was like hitting all the notes and stuff.
She really thought she was good.
The lyrics
no
and
fun.
Stuff.
And, hello.
God, we think alike when it comes to this game.
Don and Mike, who is this?
Way to go.
That was great. Two guys, one brain.
Yeah.
I don't even have to look at Mike.
Right. I just saw him going. I knew exactly when that buzzer was going to hit.
Hit the buzzer. Look at Mike. Mike just gives me the look like, yeah.
Yeah.
I was ready for it 5 seconds earlier.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you got to understand the spirit of this contest.
Right. Who is this? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Terry.
Terry, where are you from?
Another Terry.
From Quakertown.
All right, Quakertown. And what would you like to sing?
Moni Moni.
Moni Moni.
Yeah, you don't have the Tommy James version, do you?
No, but
another bro.
It's virtually the same, though.
Okay.
Who'll run Quakertown?
Sorry.
Do you need to hear this in advance?
No, I don't have to.
Master Blaster, run Quakertown.
Terry, that's what I like to hear. She doesn't need to hear it. Robbie, take the vocals out.
Already done.
Are we ready? All right, then here is your next contestant on American Idiot.
Terry from Quakertown.
From Quakertown, here is Terry. The Moni Moni action. And your vocal is right here.
Here she come now, say Moni Moni.
We got one here, I think.
Shoot them down, turn around, come on, pony.
This girl thinks she's Cher.
Hey, she give me love and I feel alright now. You got me tossing and turning the middle of the night and I feel alright. I say, yeah. You make me feel. Oh, yeah. Good. Yeah, so good. So good. Come on, man. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Let her take it to the second verse.
Shake me, moaning, moaning.
She missed it.
Yeah.
Shotgun, get it done. Come on, moaning. Don't stop cooking. It feels so good, yeah. Hey, hey, don't stop now. Say, come on, moaning.
Has a little trouble with the
Yeah. All right. Come on. All right now. I said yeah.
See if knows this part.
All right, let's give her a chance. No, she missed it.
All right, hold on there, please.
Okay.
Hold on. Very good, Terry.
That's Terry.
You sucked and sucked loudly.
We still do not have a clear-cut winner.
Yeah, don't have a definitive winner yet.
Don and Mike, hi, who's this?
Don and Mike, what's up? This is Eric.
Eric, where are you from?
Chico, man. Chico, California.
Beautiful KHTK. That's the radio station in Sacramento and...
1140.
What would you like to sing?
What do you guys got for me?
No, yeah, listen, I gave the menu out before we started.
I think that's the way to play it, too.
Give me something, I'll sing it.
No, F you. Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike. Who is this?
Chico, Don.
It's Ross in Waldorf.
Ross!
You have to give me a little credit, though. I am in Waldorf, and I don't know all the songs. So if y'all could pick one for me before you hang up.
No, no.
Again, no, not in my
Waldorf!
No.
No, no, listen, I spent... the entire last part of the first break of this, telling you the songs we had.
That was not a simple exercise.
No. Still to come. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Who's this?
It's Scott.
Scott, where are you from?
D.C.
What would you like?
I can do Guns N' Roses, Sweet Child of Mine. I can give you 30 seconds. If you don't have it, I'll do it a cappella.
Well, no more a cappella. And I think we have...
the a cappella is usually a pro.
Paradise City.
I got it. No, I got Paradise City, not Sweet Child of Mine.
Do you know Paradise City?
Not as well. I can do We Got the Heat by the Go-Go's.
All right.
Excellent. All right, I like that.
Much
all
better. Right.
We got
I'll have to hear it first, though.
All right, no problem. Hold on, give me a second.
Very good. We're going to load up We Got the Beat by the Go-Go's for Scott, another man singing a woman's song.
Scott, one of these darker legs.
It doesn't matter. Right, no, it's interchangeable.
Yeah, that's good.
Hold on, Jesus.
We Got the Beat by the Go-Go's,
sung by Scott from D.C.
Now, so far, I should point out that Janet, who sang Saints Go Marching In, Sean, who sang Respect, and the second Terry with Money Money, they're all still on the line.
Throw them up here, Randy.
And they're all hanging in there, because we want to get a finalist if we can. But they haven't, separated themselves from the rest of the crowd.
The problem is we have, you have to bear with us. We have 8,000 of these goddamn things.
And great album covers with the guy kicking his leg back.
You got it yet, Robbie?
Not yet. Still looking.
I know it was here because I read it off.
Yeah, I remember when you read it.
We Got the Beat.
It's on the same one as Sweet Dreams Are Made of This.
Oh, the modern rock ones?
Yes.
Modern rock.
Modern rock.
Modern rock. Oh, boy. I'm sorry. I'm really slowing the show down now.
Scott, bear with us for a second, okay?
God diddly am it. It's on none of these.
We're going to get it for you. We're doing the work. We're baby stepping.
God freaking damn it. It's on none of the...
Rob and Don have about 700 CDs in front of them.
I think I might have it here. We Got the Beat, number 3.
All right.
There we go.
Finally, okay.
This is a sing-along favorite, Don.
Oh, it's not under modern rock. It's under sing-along favorite.
And you want to hear it, right, Scott?
Yeah, I'm going to need to.
Okay. And this will be with a vocal. Scott, the American Idiot contestant from...
D.C.
D.C. All right, hold on. Here it is.
Play this a lot, did we?
No, Mike, we didn't. We hardly ever played this record when it was out.
Oh, my God.
It's just a Tim Sabian special. Worst karaoke in the world, isn't it?
Charlie on keyboard.
All right, you never get those words. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'll give it a try.
All right, good man.
I like his chances.
There he is now. And it's going to be, I'm looking at the clock, we're running out of town, your final contestant,
Scott from D.C.
For today's American Idiot, here is Scott from WJFK Land, Washington, D.C.
Going to cue me up, right?
Yeah, I'll tell you what the vocals. And this is back when they were all coked up and whored out.
Yeah, taking videotapes of guys.
And themselves, playing to themselves.
Oh, my.
Back when Belinda Carlisle was skinny. All right, and your vocal is... I'm out here now. Oh, that was it. Sorry. Hold on. I'll give it to you one more time.
Well, it's not a recognizable song, no.
Hold on. And... not here. All right, ready? Add your vocalist right here. Go.
See the people walking down the street, all in line just watching in their feet. They don't know, they're the sound that's when they fall in line. They got the beat, they got the beat, they got the beat. Yeah, they got the beat.
He's bad. Scott from D.C.
See the kids, they're getting out of school. They can't wait to hang out and be cool. Sit around and walking in time, that's when they fall in line. It's got to be, it's got to be, it's got to be. Yeah, it's got to be.
Yeah, baby.
Okay, I think I'm spent.
Yeah.
Well, Robbie, isn't it ironic that he'd be singing about someone who has the beat?
Yeah, pretty amazing. All right, Scott, hold on a second. You know, we have no more time, Mike.
Oh, man, this is tough, Don.
All right, who do we have?
Yeah, Janet, who sang When the Saints Go Marching In. Sean, who sang Respect. And Terry, who sang Money, Money. And then, well, are you going to keep Scott as a finalist?
Yeah.
All right, and Scott, who sang We Got the Beat?
I like the Moni Moni. She was over the top. Who do you like?
Kind of like Janet and Sean. And I'm not sure which one, because now I can't remember. But I like Janet because she had that Carol Channing, Liza Minnelli vibrato in her voice.
All right, Buzz?
I like Janet. That, she's my favorite, I think.
Okay. Janet? Joe?
Naturally. Is she gone? Do we have Janet?
Joe just said on the little thing in the speaker, I'm an effing retard. No, he said...
that would be very plausible to me.
I got her information. I'm trying to get her.
Okay, so we're trying to call Janet back, who... Yeah, and she had the vibrato, right? The one that sang the Saints Go Marching.
Yes.
Yeah. And the Saints Go Marching.
Joe, you got it there? Or are you trying to get her on 444? This could be a very exciting moment in any young man or woman's life.
Absolutely. Sure. What a thrill.
The break that could mean an entire career.
Hello, thrill seekers. Somebody could hear this.
And Mike, I've not even told you what I'm working on.
What are you working on?
The super secret surprise I'm working on.
Yes.
And I'm going to write down a guy's name right now who you know.
A super secret surprise. I like that. I like that a lot.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, don't say this man's name.
I won't.
You know him?
Yes.
I have put in a call to him and requested he is the president of a major record label.
Wow. He would be involved in American Idiot.
If he cannot be here, he will be on the telephone.
As we put together an album of the worst karaoke ever.
Janet?
Yes.
Congratulations.
Way to go, Janet.
Oh, hell yeah.
You are the fourth American Idiot finalist.
My dad always told me I was an idiot, and if I make American Idiot, he'd be so proud.
Can we hear a little acapella, Saints Go Marching In?
I'm sorry?
Can we hear a little acapella when the Saints Go Marching In?
Okay. I'm gonna be in the number.
There she is. That's Janet. She's your fourth finalist for American Idiot.
Congratulations to both Lexi and Janet. Yeah. They are going to the finals.
Hold on a second.
Hi.
And then we've got, let me see, we've got the guys from, what do you got there, Joe?
I have five finalists.
Oh, how do we have five? Who do we have?
Well, we have from today, we have two from today and three from the last time.
That would explain it.
Ah, very good. So we have a total of five.
Yeah. Five. All right. So we got Bill from Delaware.
Right.
Amanda from Maryland.
I remember her. She was great.
Mm-hmm. Tara from Glenville, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Yeah, we must have slugged the three last time.
Okay.
Lexi from New Jersey and Janet from Fredericksburg, Virginia.
We got people all over the area. Very exciting for our American Idiot contest.
All right, so that means we only have three slots left.
Suck but suck loudly.
You know, that means probably next week we can wind this baby up.
Very, very exciting.
Then put all of the songs on the internet and let you, our listeners, vote.
Yes.
Then wait until this guy, a long-time friend of both of ours, actually lowers himself to come on this show. He is the president.
Lowers himself.
He is the president. Stop it, Mike. Sorry. He is the president of... You know what he's president of now?
What?
That's the label he's the president of.
You're kidding me.
No, I'm not.
Who's that?
He's done well.
Wow. You heard of that?
Yeah.
Of course, always knew he'd do well.
Or maybe you've been to one of their stores.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Hell, I used to be one.
So life has been good for him.
Yeah, no.
Fantastic.
The celebrity judge.
Wow. Good.
Who will help pick the final American Idiot and tell the final American Idiot what he or she needs to do.
Right, to make it in the music business.
I'm also going to give him the right just to tell them they have no talent at all.
Well, I'm sure he's used to doing that, too.
And they should immediately just get out of the business.
Of course, when it gets to his level, they've already gone through some intricate screening process.
Right. So, two more rounds of American Idiot to go. Thank you to today's finalists. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Come now, you speak as if they were a gaggle of slack-jawed yokels.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Well, thank you, but that information is absolutely useless.
It is not.
What did ever they say? It got to be funky. The Don and Mike.
Now listen. Friday on the show, we're giving away a trip to Vegas, and it's the return of the backwards newlywed game. We're looking for couples. Now we have one couple already committed to play. It'll work with two. We'd love four.
We'd like to get four separated couples, and of course, it's the opposite of the newlywed game.
So listen,
you try to match things that you disagree on.
See, you get the music. It's the newlywed game backwards.
Yeah, exactly.
You ask questions about your spouse, your wife, your soon-to-be ex-wife, your soon-to-be ex-husband. And they're not really nice questions.
No, they're questions that really, they precipitate hate.
Yeah. And we're looking for couples who are separated because the couple that comes down here Friday, and I want to say this is one of the few contests we do that involves no nudity.
Right.
The couple that answers the most questions correctly will win a trip to Las Vegas, where hopefully they can get a quick divorce.
Absolutely.
So if you are separated and you and your soon-to-be ex would like to come down and play for a trip to Las Vegas, we need at least one more couple.
Okay.
We can make it work with two couples. We did the first time.
Right.
But now that we're back on in the afternoon, I'd love to see if we can get four couples in here.
Yeah. Bob, what will Carol say is your worst physical characteristic?
Phone number 877-365-3636. Call now if you want to play the game. Oh, and is this the girl who was on last time? We did it back in February, Jamie.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
I guess it would be a guy named Jamie.
Hi, Jamie.
Hey, what's happening? Yeah, Jamie and Harmony, remember?
And it wasn't really Harmony with you and Jamie, was it? I mean, with Jamie and Harmony.
That's correct.
Right.
She was the cheating whore.
Now, that was the first time we've done this contest.
Alleged.
That was back in February. Are you guys divorced now?
Oh, yeah.
You are.
Do you stay in contact?
Yes, we do. We have to. We have a child together.
Very good.
All right, good for you. All right, and how would you rate your experience playing the backwards newlywed game?
It's changed my life for so much the better. Saying that, I don't know if you remember, she said my father was gay. I got a lot big earful for that.
Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff. It was one of our best shows ever.
Very good.
All right, thanks for checking in, Jamie. Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, there.
Now, how you doing, guy? Are you married?
Hey, Dad.
That's kind of a non-committal answer. Are you married or not?
Hey, Dad.
He's married.
Something tells me you
might. Or maybe you're not married. Are you not married?
Hey, Dad.
Do you still live with your mom?
Hey, Dad.
Yeah, that's the second one he's given like that.
I don't know.
It's hard to interpret.
Yeah. Do you like girls?
Hey, Dad.
He likes girls. Okay.
Do you like intercourse?
Hey,
dear. He likes intercourse.
A lot.
And do you have are you married right now? If you're married, say it high. If you're not married, say it low.
Hey, dear.
He's not married.
Not married. You ever been, you ever been?
Hey, dear.
No, never been.
Do you live with your mom?
Hey, dear.
Have you J-O'd today?
Hey, dear. All right,
fine. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, this is Tammy.
Hi, Tammy.
I was calling to see if it works for commitment ceremonies, just like for regular married couples.
Well, what's the question, honey?
I'm a lesbian, separated.
Oh, you're separated from your lesbian partner?
Yeah, we could do it with lesbians.
Absolutely.
You bet. And we do it with homo guys, too.
They had a ceremony.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, absolutely. No, you're not getting... Are you on speaking terms with your former partner?
Oh, yes.
Very All right, good. Well, hold on. Maybe you can work through it.
Good luck.
That'd be nice. I wouldn't mind having a couple of lesbians down here playing the game.
I think that's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Don and Mike.
You guys roll.
Thanks.
How are you?
Fine.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
When will Joe Ottinger have his own show?
Will you stop it? You got your wish the other day. Hello, bad. Don and Mike.
Yes, hello. How long do I have to be married?
Oh, shut up. Now, speaking of marriage...
People.
Rob, you have to give me a hand on this. Okay. A couple of days ago, I'm up in Rob's office.
Yeah.
And you know, Rob, in front of his desk, has a gigantic, big wall of pushpins.
With Jerry Lewis.
And every time you and I make a bet, or I make a bet with Rob, or anything else, Rob writes it down.
Something right. needs to be kept track of. I've got, like, you know, the Robert Blake bet, for example, right. still in play.
And this is one that he had about Frida and I.
When you came back from 4th of July vacation,
yes,
there was a topic you wanted to broach, which is written on that post-it. Frida said, I guess it would be July, August. She said, no, and no for 2 months, and then we can discuss it. So I believe it fell on September 9th.
What, is the topic ass play?
Yeah, to a certain extent, and stuff that you discussed on your holiday, I believe.
Do you remember what Rob's talking about?
I told you off the air. It's about people we know and stuff that they did to each other, or stuff that he did to her.
Hello?
Sweetie.
Yes, my darling.
Baby. When was this, Rob?
It would have been July 9th.
On July 9th, when we came back from vacation, I wanted to talk about... That's right, Mike, you got it.
All right, I wrote it down.
I wanted to talk about two people who we talked to on vacation, and you said at that time I could talk about it in 2 months. Rob wrote it down and kept a post-it note. You said that on July the 9th.
Rob's very meticulous that way, Frida.
And today is September the 9th, and he came running.
You know, it makes me mad at Rob because you would never remember. I could say,
of course,
in
I would.
Two
right.
months, in 2 months, you could have sex with, you know, whomever, and you would not remember.
Write it down, Rob. She said I could have sex with whoever.
That's an example. Don't write it down, Rob.
All right, well, listen.
Oh, Rob.
Here's the deal.
Rob.
I'm going to say what it is, but I'm not going to say who it is.
Okay, let me do my little disclaimer. Any comment made by my husband has not been endorsed by me and should not result in the loss of friendship towards me.
That's okay. Very scary when your wife offers a disclaimer.
All right, thank you, sweetie. Love you. Hello?
Okay, all right.
You're not going to keep her around to police you?
You know what? Sometime you and I have to have a serious discussion. And I've been thinking about this maybe while I've been away. I've been thinking.
No, not another one.
We have a problem with intimacy. I don't tell you... Many things I don't tell you about my feelings, about people, about a lot of things. And this is the reason, this radio show is the reason. So,
we are plenty intimate with each other. God, what are you talking about, honey? Why do you throw me these left-hand curved knuckleballs right in the middle of a radio show, for God's sake?
Because you did not, because you had said to me at home, you know, that this is what you're going to do on tomorrow's show, then what? I would have thrown it to you at home, but you say it to me while you're on the air, so
well, I can't. You're not at home. You're at your mom's.
No, if you had said it to me last night.
I didn't know until 2 seconds ago when Rob came in with the post-it note.
I did not know that.
Rob came in and said, hey, your wife said 2 months from now you can talk about what you wanted to talk about.
You know what? Just an alternative would have been, thanks, Rob. You know, I'll mention this to Frida and see if she minds tonight at home in private. Maybe I'll do that on the air tomorrow. Good idea. Thank you.
Okay. Do you mind if I tell the story on the air?
I'm just telling you that we have a... I don't know what...
Do you mind if I tell the story on the air?
How did I know? I don't remember. You know, I don't remember, and I don't know.
You want to tell her off the air?
Hold on, everybody.
No, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it because...
I'm
going to
put you on hold. Hold on a second.
No, I'm not. I'm hanging up.
Don't hang up.
I don't want to hear it on hold.
I'm just going to pick up the phone and talk to you and turn the microphone on.
It's not going to... None of it's going to be on the air, Frida.
No, I know that, but I don't want to hear it because
I'm just better off not knowing.
No, no, I think once you know what it is, you'll chill out.
Yeah, and
no,
you know,
but, I want to be like President Bush or Reagan, whatever those Republicans. You know, they just wouldn't tell. Just don't put me in the loop.
Well, you know, for quite some time, all you knew is what Don told you.
All right, well, here's the deal. You can bring up intimacy, and you're afraid to tell me things. And I'm going to talk about it on the radio.
Well, that's true.
But you told me on July 9th that on September 9th I could talk about it on the radio. And I know that because Rob wrote it down.
Yeah, but you know, you referenced the date. And you know the way some of...
Name the night.
You didn't name the night.
All right,
night.
Well, then listen. Let's. All right, we're going to compromise.
Some listeners how have about, better memories than you and
all right,
I have.
All right, how about 30 days from now, I'll bring up the story, but I won't bring up a time reference.
Why don't you, in a while from now, say... You know, lie about the reference. Isn't the story just as good without naming the night, Elvis?
I think if you did that, if you waited 30 days, it would be eating at you the whole time.
Why do you have to tag a time to it?
I want to attach no time to this.
I do know that when I told you, you can mention it in 2 months, it would be a timeless anecdote then.
All right, well, then I will put 30 more days on it. And then it will be timeless. I will just announce it in 30 days.
And then weave it into your story and make it so like it happened, you know, a week ago, so nobody knows. So
all right.
It can just...
Done. Done.
Right. Rob doesn't
done.
Put the post-it note up anymore?
Done. No, Rob just has to remind me in a month.
Because that was...
He's already written the new post-it note.
That was pretty cunning,
what,
Rob.
In 29 days, remind him as he's leaving the studio. Okay.
All right, sweetie.
Thank you.
There you go.
All right. Then you have improved the quality of our relationship just a little bit, and I appreciate that.
How about that? I love you.
All right, love you too.
All right, goodbye.
Bye, sweetie.
Christ. Christ, you know it ain't easy.
God. I mean, I got a great story. And thank you, Rob, for remembering.
Man. Yeah.
And I told Mike the story off
yes,
here.
Yes, I know.
It's a goddamn good story, isn't it?
It is. It is. But don't let it get you down.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi.
You're getting me in
I'm
trouble.
I'm about the backwards newlywed game.
Yes, ma'am.
I had a question.
Yeah.
What if you're almost separated? Like, it's been a topic, but you're still together. Does that qualify?
I think on the brink might count.
Yeah. I mean, if you're to the point where you're sitting down talking about breaking up.
Right.
Yeah, I think that would count.
Okay. And are the questions really...
Yes,
they're horrible.
They weren't nice, so.
They're horrible.
They're awful questions.
Okay, give me an example.
No.
Okay.
See, that's the way that we guarantee that somebody like you doesn't work up a scheme with her husband to say, oh, we'll pretend that we're going to get divorced and go in and play the game, because the questions we ask are so awful and so heinous that only couples who would actually consider splitting up would answer them about each other.
And couples that are seriously broken up aren't fazed by the questions at all.
Right.
Right.
In fact, they, in many cases, delight in answering them.
Right. The relationship's not at that point yet.
All right.
So we probably wouldn't qualify, but thanks a lot.
All right, yes, goodbye. Right. And don't worry, I'm sure your private area stinks.
Oh, yeah.
That was one of the questions. For instance, that's one of the questions we give. How bad does your wife's... Hello?
Right. She's gone.
How bad does it stink?
Well, like sure. The wind, she is gone. Right. What is that all about? And hey, there's a lucky man.
Hello?
They'll
Don
be fine.
Don and Mike.
Jesus Christ.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, who's this?
It's Mike.
Hi, Mike.
How you doing?
You want to play?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Now, are you separated?
Yeah, we've been separated for over a year because of the whole kid factor.
Oh, okay. All right, gotcha. And now, have you spoken to her about playing the game?
Not yet. I just tried getting through when I heard about it. She works at Fairfax Hospital.
Hey, is that where he works? You know, I mean,
moron.
Well, I hinted lie anyway. No one knows who she is.
Yeah,
anyway.
I know. It's just, duh.
All right, hold on, dummy. Hold on.
It's, you know.
Yeah, we got a break. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Here's her address.
Hello.
Hey there.
Hey.
Hello there. Hey, technically, you can read that today then, because it's October 9th.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's been 3 months, actually, so it's already
so
been 2 months.
Well,
one month.
You've gone your 30 days.
You've gone your 30 days.
You're right. Yeah.
Time flies. You're going to get in trouble if you do it. But
I can't do it right now. I'll do it tomorrow. I'll weave it into tomorrow's show.
I think that's a great idea.
I'll weave it into tomorrow's show.
I'm not going to say anything again.
Don't.
I'm not. Even though there's a little part of you that wants
me to. Mike's already given his. And the thing is, she wasn't wise to the fact that you were giving out the hints.
I know.
Okay.
Is she even aware of the whole thing?
I don't think she knows.
I don't think she's that.
I don't think she remembers what it is.
I did immediately.
Of course you did.
Pretty good story.
Because it's a great story.
Yeah.
Right.
I can't wait. Pretty amazing.
Right. Reading is fundamental.
Yeah.
wow. Right now. Oh, and reading. Okay. Listen, if you want to play the newlywed game, if you're separated and you want to play on Friday to win the trip to Las Vegas to go get divorced, call us now on the toll-free line. It is Wednesday, and it's Craig Wilson Day.
All right.
And I know everybody has told me, don't read the column in advance today.
Yes.
That he's got another winner for us. We'll get to it right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Listen, my friend. I am a supporter of the gay community. I wore a red ribbon to the Emmys. I have been to several Elton...
That mean?
Elton John is a gay.
The Don and Mike Show.
Scott Thompson saying Don and Mike are a gay.
If you could listen to them, would you? Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Ooh. See who this is. Hi, Don and Mike.
Guys.
Oh, Tom. No, bye.
Yeah.
Not every day. Not every day do I just want to see line number one on hold go on the screen and there's nothing there and it's just Tom.
Tom Gavin. Thomas Aloysius Gavin.
Okay. Just give me a break from Tom. Try to find people who want to play the games. Okay? Try to give me the Star 69s from the people who call and say awful stuff. Don't put through the tard every time the tard calls like it's the number one order of business.
You know, I think it's been a long day, and you know, you're recovering from your hip thing, and I think really that tonight would be a bad idea.
Mike, I'll tell you something. You're right. It has been a long day, and perhaps I am a bit on edge. And, Joe, I apologize. You are still a freaking idiot, but I apologize.
You,
Mike, I think the best way for me to turn the frown upside down would be to enjoy myself at Washington's premier gay club, Club Wet, tonight on L and Half Street in Southeast D.C.
Less than 2 hours away.
While I watch you sit shirtless with a leather vest.
And you know what? I'll do you one better. Since I'm going to change during the next commercial break.
All right.
And I will come into the studio, because originally that was kind of like what the bet was going to be. And I'm not going to change down to the parking lot when we're all leaving there, and I'll come in here, and I will, you know, since we're not going to be able to tape it, I will give you the pleasure of seeing me in the leather vest and everybody else for the last break of the show.
And we thank you.
Thank you so much.
And that ties in perfectly with Craig Wilson.
Ah.
It's Wednesday. We all know what that means.
We all know what that means. Nice. I'd kill for a dreamsicle, right?
I told in advance, don't read it before you get on the air.
That's good. I did.
Did you?
No.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Anyway, from today's USA Today. The final word. By Craig Wilson.
Simple gifts color the happiest birthday memories.
Nothing more than feelings.
My birthday, Saturday. I'm a Libra.
I'm not quite sure what that means. All I know is that years ago, in one of those Sunday supplements, I read that Librans were the beautiful people of the Zodiac. Although I was only 12 or so at that time, I filed that little piece of information away, pulling it out over the years whenever I was in the presence of people who didn't appreciate whom they were with.
Beautiful as we Librans might be, my birthday did not always follow suit. Since it was on Columbus Day, real Columbus Day, before they started moving it to Monday so everyone could celebrate my birth over a three-day weekend, I always had the day off from school no matter where it fell. Out on the farm. Birthday. birthday boy with the toothpaste of Phil.
Not that it mattered much. Birthdays then were much simpler affairs than they are today. A cake, a paper tablecloth with Roy Rogers and Trigger leaping across it. Couple of presents. We didn't even have those madcap candles that refused to go out. They hadn't come along yet.
My aunt and uncle and grandfather would come down to the house to have some cake and sing happy birthday to me.
Grandmother.
I'm sorry, grandmother.
Significant.
It for some reason always made me cry. This amused everyone to no end. And I'm convinced that really get me going. There are photos to prove this. And years of therapy later, I have to confess that I still don't like the song very much. I'm not so sure about some of my family members either.
The first birthday party I ever went to that I really enjoyed was Patty Yaxley's. It was at a restaurant, no less. The Elegant Apple Grove Inn in Medina, New York. And we had lunch, followed by cake and ice cream. But the best part was that when we left, we were given coloring books and crayons as party gifts.
You can see the Yaxleys were way ahead of their time and obviously very wealthy people. For years, way beyond college even, I judged all parties against that one.
Craig.
They paled in comparison.
Today, of course, the Yaxleys... A coloring book as a party favor? Obviously, they didn't love their daughter very much.
These days, whole circuses show up to entertain the birthday boy or girl. And partygoers leave not only with a stomach full of cake, but also with a bag full of goodies lest anyone think he's not special, too.
My neighbor across the street, Ethan, just had his 8th birthday. We go to his party every year.
Oh, Christ. Last year, there was a magician who kept asking the kids questions about where things had disappeared to or how many coins there might still be in his hand. This would have been all well and good, except my partner, Jack.
Oh!
He'll have to read that sentence over. Perfect timing.
And now back to the final word
by Craig Wilson.
This would have been all well and good except my partner Jack, who positioned himself right up front, kept yelling out the answers. Much to the irritation of the 7-year-old who was sitting next to him.
This year, a woman from a local animal kingdom came with a menagerie of exotic animals for the kids to touch and analyze up close and personal.
Impressive. But it was no coloring book.
Oh, God. There he goes again.
No, he didn't. And I'm going to pick out, beyond the obvious,
yes,
my partner Jack.
Right.
Here's what I got as highlight.
Well, okay. I know I got one for you, too.
I got... Feelings of love. There I was out on the farm. Birthday boy with the toothache of Phil.
My aunt, uncle, and grandmother would come down to sing happy birthday, which for some reason always made me cry.
I also have, when he was 12, he read that people who are Librans were the beautiful people of the Zodiac.
My neighbor across the street, Ethan, at his 8th birthday, we go in.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Craig Wilson.
Yeah.
Craig Wilson never disappoints.
I got enough time to really quickly tell you that we got some mail from somebody. Hold on. I got it right here. In Buffalo, where Craig Wilson apparently is from. And here is the headline from Wednesday, September 18th from the Buffalo Journal Register.
Yes.
National writer coming home. And it's Craig Wilson. On a book tour,
right.
coming to Buffalo, and then here's the headline a few weeks later, Monday, September 30th, writer captivates hometown crowd.
There you go, as he captivates us.
Homecoming at Lindenville High School lived up to its building Friday. Craig Wilson, class of 1967,
wow,
met separately with the freshmen through senior classes, to discuss journalism and his career that's carried him around the world to Washington, D.C.
Journalism?
Wilson writes feature stories in a weekly column for USA Today.
Features?
He told the classes over the years he's interviewed Robin Williams, Bruce Springsteen, shocker, Bette Midler. His favorite celebrity interview is Julia Childs.
Yeah, all right.
They baked bread in her kitchen and celebrated the day with a glass of wine at her kitchen table. I love what I do, Wilson told the seniors.
Yeah.
I get to write, put my name on it, and 7 million people get a chance to read it. Wilson often writes about growing up in Buffalo. It's amazing how much he has in common with everyone here. So the principal of the high school.
I had no idea.
Right. Without a podium or microphone, Wilson stood in front of the seniors and delivered his message in what he called his Phil Donahue style.
Hello, Dolly.
Quote, it was very clear I marched to a different drummer. That my drummer was not in the marching band.
Sad. There you go. All right.
The self-depreciating column.
Self-deprecating, right.
Deprecating, right. Sorry. Lamenting his inability to march and play saxophone at the same time. Through more than 2,000 emails.
I think he's marching and playing saxophone now.
The lesson is to write about what you know. Let me see. To make his point.
Like birthday parties.
To make his point, he said when he was a senior at the high school, his final paper described the apple orchards at his parents' home between harvest and the first snowfall. He lived with the orchards. He received an A on his paper.
Way to go, Craig.
I love to write. I do it for free, he said. Wilson parried the question of how much money he made by reminding students it's more important to enjoy what they do. Then again, he also confessed to making in the neighborhood of six figures.
Wow.
Very good. Well, let's give him a round of applause.
Good for him. Disgrace.
We're happy.
We're happy.
Freaking disgrace.
Well, you know what?
Six figures?
He gives it to us every single week. And we make it entertaining.
Six figures?
Yes.
Now, I'm no college man, but that's at least $100,000.
There you go.
Right.
Absolutely.
Owning a radio was strictly forbidden.
For that?
One man found a way
once a
to
week.
Bring good news to his people.
Wow.
He made it up.
He doesn't write any other stuff. Right.
$100,000 for writing that you cried when your grandfather sang happy birthday to me?
Only in America, Don, pretty much. It's a great country.
Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
What is your lead story today?
Today, the sniper leaves a calling card.
All right, gotcha.
Stay tuned. For news and comments.
Coming up
on the Don and Mike Show.
That was very
professional. This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show. When I see her eyes.
God damn it, honey. The Don and Mike Show.
Countdown to Mike in a leather vest with no shirt on in a gay bar. About an hour and a half.
Yay.
You want to come to see the spectacle? Here's how you get to WET. 395 North. Go over the 14th Street Bridge. Exit on South Capitol Street. And never mind, because right there you'll be carjacked. So
that is an exit.
So don't worry about it.
Enjoy.
Half on M Street and half on Half Street.
Right.
It's at the corner of M and Half Street.
Right.
It's Club West.
Very good.
And Mike is very uptight.
Mm-hmm.
Buzz's News brought to you tonight by Veramax Sexual Enhancer. Have great sex more often with Veramax. Available at finer health food stores, pharmacies, and retailers everywhere. Or call 1-888-TRY-VMAX.
Wonderful.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike. Well, the sniper who's terrorizing the Washington, D.C. area may have left a calling card. Police found a fortune teller's tarot card near the scene of this week's high school shooting. It was the death card and included the message, "Dear policeman, I am God." Police also found a bullet casing. That may or may not give them a clue to finding the killer. Officials say just one good clue, one good tip could bring this case to a close. Under pressure to find the D.C. sniper, Montgomery County Police Chief Charles Moose let off a little steam.
steam this morning. He's not happy about the profiles that have been made public. He says that could make people overlook the real killer. He's not happy about the tarot card revelation. He says that information, that kind of information, could help the killer avoid getting caught.
Here he is letting off some steam. Boy, is he pissed.
Yeah. Yeah. He called for a public vote on whether the case should be solved by police or the news media. He's already cast his vote, of course.
Angry man.
And he really tore into the talking heads. He says former cops who go on TV as experts are probably trying to kickstart their unsuccessful careers.
That's letting off steam right
That's
there.
That's right.
Letting go, Mr. Moose.
Then stop ranting and raving.
Mm-hmm.
A bail denied for Robert Blake today. A judge says there's enough evidence against Blake to deny bail, even if it's not enough yet to convict him.
That's just the worst thing that could have happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
The actors... They denied my bail. My bail, that's a horse of a different feather.
Yeah.
I don't mind telling you right now, what would my father say?
The actor.
I'm sitting here in this stinking jail. Mm-hmm. I can't even go out and look at the weather. And all I can do is sit here with my stinking gun and shoot my bird. I'm going to shoot my bird dead. There you go. Take that. You're still alive, aren't you? Okay. Yes, sir, you stinking bird. Thanks. Oh, man, there you go. That is a doornail. Go ahead, Buzz. I'm sorry. I've been just jumping all over you. Sorry I did this, Robert. But
that's all right. No, don't be. The actor is still accused of killing his wife. He entered the courtroom smiling. He was not smiling when he left the courtroom.
Hey, Robert.
Yeah, Don.
Did you hear Mike's going to be dressing shirtless with a leather vest tonight?
I sure did.
At a homo club?
I understand that's true. You going to be down there?
I'm going to watch him, yeah.
Attaboy.
You bet.
Good for you.
Wouldn't miss it for the world.
Thanks a lot. Hey, Don.
Yeah.
F you.
Hey, stop betting on the Red Sox.
Yeah.
F you, Don, and that horse you rode in on with your bad hip.
Parole denied again for Mark David Chapman. The man who killed John Lennon's already done 22 years, but the New York State Parole Board says to let him out now would deprecate the seriousness of his crime. The board also says Chapman has mostly behaved himself in prison, but that's no guarantee he wouldn't be a threat to society.
I think they ought to shoot him dead.
Chapman got 20 years to life after...
And I just did.
After killing Lennon in 1980, he'll be up for parole again in another 2 years. Ford is recalling more than 400,000 Tauruses and Mercury Sables because the brake and gas pedals are too close together.
Now, what about my Taurus? The CLI?
The CLI is one of the Tauruses being recalled.
Yes. CLI Taurus?
Yeah. You got that one in bright red. Bright red.
Angry red is called.
Angry red. There you go. That's the color. Angry red. Ford says two people have gotten hurt in 18 accidents because drivers hit the accelerator when they meant to hit the brake. Little League baseball officials say they'll now require prospective managers, coaches, and other volunteers to be checked for sex offenses. It's the first time a national youth sports organization's required a background check. Local Little Leagues were advised to start doing the checks back in 1996. National Little League officials say they realized the need for the screening after the breaking of the Catholic Church scandal.
This is Larry Michael, Westwood One, Notre Dame Radio.
I'm sorry, you cannot manage this team. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
Sorry about that.
Never mention the name enough.
Even better than a nice hot bowl of nasal bis. The Don and Mike Show.
Who can blame me for losing my place in this show? Why, look at what I'm looking at right now.
Here I am with my vest and my shirt off, all ready to go.
I'm looking at Billy Idol after he's been hit by radiation.
Billy Idol from 3 Mile Island.
Mike has the leather vest on, no shirt.
It's not as cold out as I thought, so it'll be okay going from the car to the club. I was a little worried about that. Good morning. Didn't we catch? Hi, Joe. Hi.
Joe, what do you think of the look of Mike?
He looks super.
Thank you.
Thank you, Joe.
No, you like taking credit from Joe.
Let it be over.
Oh, for goodness sakes. You got to be somewhere at 7 o'clock. You got 8 minutes to get there.
Wow.
If you have to be somewhere at 8 o'clock.
We're plenty of time.
You have an hour and 8 minutes to get there.
We'll be A-OK.
We got to fly.
Yeah.
Fly like the wind.
Fly down there, baby.
Buzz.
This could come in handy for Mike tonight. It's the Date Rape Coaster. It's a coaster for drinks that's supposed to reveal whether the beverage contains any of the so-called date rape drugs. Just splash some of the drink onto the paper coaster, and if the spots turn dark blue, the drink's been spiked. The maker says the coasters are 95% accurate, but some experts say the coasters don't really work, and that because of that, could do more harm than good. In sports, Atlanta quarterback Michael Vick did not practice today. The former Hokie is doubtful for Sunday's game against the Giants after spraining his shoulder last weekend. And finally, police arrested a man who allegedly dropped his pants in the crowded lobby of the St. Louis County Courthouse yesterday.
I'll be doing that tonight.
He did it to make photocopies of his buttocks. Police found Daniel Everett holding two copies he'd already made while he was making a third. The 38-year-old says it was a practical joke for his girlfriend, but as police led him away, witnesses say Dan was shouting, "What I do? What I do? I'm Buzz Burbank."
I love it when you act. I love it when you play act.
Acting!
Thank you. On the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
You bet.
Thank you, Buzz. So that's it. We're out of time.
Yeah.
We gotta go. You might just make What can I say? You are Gorgie.
Gorgie.
Excuse me. Gorgie
is a sales guy.
You are Gorgie, Mike.
Yeah, thank you.
We will see you at Club Wet tonight. Full recap on tomorrow's episode. Good day to you, sir.
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 Hey, Rob.
Yeah.
They're doing their morning show at night. Can you?
Not tonight.
I don't think so.
Hey, doodaloo.
Ask.
Till we meet again, Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.